Thank you, Mr. Chair. Indonesia welcomes the convening of this session and congratulates Your Excellency on your election as Chair Rapporteur. We express our full confidence in your leadership to steer this working group towards meaningful progress on the elaboration of an LBI. We also commend the mission of Ecuador for its tireless efforts over the past decade in guiding this intergovernmental process while maintaining open engagement with all stakeholders. We particularly appreciate Ecuador's initiative to advance substantive discussions on the LBI by introducing the Council's decision 56/116. We are hoping that other initiatives could also be explored to further progress the negotiation. As a friend of Chair, Indonesia reaffirms our continued support to the Chair Rapporteur in carrying out his mandate. Mr. Chair, Indonesia also wishes to reiterate our principal position on the LBI. We remain faithful to Resolution 26/9, which mandates that the LBI shall regulate the activities of TNCs and other business enterprises that have a transnational character in their operational activities and does not apply to local businesses registered in terms of relevant domestic law. Its establishment must not impede the development of MSMEs, which are vital to the economic growth in a large number of states, especially the developing countries. Expanding the LBI's scope to include all business enterprises would undermine from the true mandate and spirit of Resolution 26/9. Mr. Chair, as we continue our works on the remaining article from last year's session, we stress the importance of considering the LBI as a cohesive and integral text where all provisions are substantially interdependent. On that note, consistency and coherence are key principles that must guide our deliberation to elaborate the entire text of LBI. We underscore the foundational role of the first three articles, which provide the framework for subsequent provisions. Thus, our views for Article 4 and beyond during this week's negotiation will be based on our positions on the three initial articles. Mr. Chair, we are hopeful that the working group could achieve an important progress from this session. It is our shared duty to maintain the momentum to advance the process with a view to filling the continuing gap in international law on the operation of transnational corporations and their obligation to promote and fulfill human rights. Finally, we stand ready to engage constructively with all delegations during the negotiation of draft text. Thank you, Mr. Chair.